The Passion Plan by Lisa Hayes. Chapter 3. Girl Power. Boys will be boys, and that's cool. But girl power isn't like pure magic. Girl power is pure magic. My little boy is a charmer. He is a social creature to the first degree. We were on the bus today coming home from the farmer's market. Kingston loves the bus. It gives him a captive audience. He was talking to everybody about what they were wearing, what's in the bag, where they are going, and on, until, enter Maria, a four-year-old little girl who gets on the bus with Grandpa. Sweet, shy, coy, with eyes like a fawn. Grandpa was obviously in love with her, and within minutes so was everyone else on the bus. Talk about charm. The Kingston show came to a screeching halt, not because she talked louder or outperformed him, but because he was enamored with her too. He was captivated. Maria was cute and she knew it, and she didn't even have to try. Women are born with a built-in ability to captivate. From age 0 to 100, a woman in her own beautiful way can work a room, steal hearts, rule her kingdom, change the world, and get exactly what she wants. Women in our generation are sort of pioneers. In a lot of ways, we are going where women haven't gone before. We are women who are in power positions in a man's world, and there are fewer and fewer male-dominated professions. Even in those few male-dominated domains, women are quickly rising into power positions. We have adapted through necessity and by evolution to be skilled at being like men so that we can be with men and beat them at their own game. But it may not be working as well as we think. I was talking to a woman this morning who said with thick confidence, "I can do anything a man can do, and I can do it 3 times better and 3 times faster. I don't care if it's changing a transmission or baking a cake. I don't need a man." True story. Her problem, if she has one, is that she wants a man, which explains why she was talking to me. This woman is shockingly beautiful, incredibly smart, and highly successful. She's a catch, and she's alone. Why? I have also seen many clients with passionless marriages with emasculated men. These women rule with an iron fist. They get things done, keep things in order, control the money, kick ass, and take names. They have highly efficient households. Their kids listen to them, and their men listen up too. And they are not getting laid or the love they want. These women find themselves surrounded by people, sharing a bed with a man, and feeling alone. Why? Because they have turned their back on the magic of being a woman. They believe charm is cheesy, femininity is weak, and they are alone or feeling alone because they are wrong. We have all seen that woman who works her way through the world getting things easy. She may be beautiful by traditional standards, she may not be. However, it's not her looks. Men love her because she makes them feel good. Women love her too, because she makes other women feel good about themselves. She's gracious, she is competent, she flirts without apology, but always with dignity. She is strong on the inside and velvet soft on the outside. And if you want to get the fire burning in your relationship, you have to become her. As sure as you're reading this and thinking I'm suggesting you become someone you aren't, I am suggesting you already are that woman. And you have buried her under responsibility, your business schedule, and your baby weight. Baby weight, please. Like a few extra pounds is an excuse not to feel sexy. Seriously. I am willing to bet major cash that in the beginning of your love romance with your beloved, you were that enchantress. I'm sure you had him eating out of your hand, and he was eager to please, and you were ripe and receptive to being pleased. Ripe and receptive to being pleased. Now, you might think that sounds obvious, but it's surprisingly not. Romance and passion are closely related to pleasure. And when a woman is fully present in her femininity, it's a pleasure to be around. Now I realize, even as I am about to write this next statement, it's a controversial thought. I know it because it was met with some resistance in a conversation I had with a woman earlier this morning. However, I believe the following statement with all my heart, and there is growing scientific evidence to support it. Men are biologically wired to want to make their women happy. I'm going to repeat that. Men are biologically wired to want to make their women happy. Our job as a woman is to stoke that instinct with inspiration and to make it easy. Inspiration is a done deal when we are willing to let our femininity lead the way. What that might mean is backing off a bit to leave room for him to take care of you. What it means for sure is letting charm and sexiness rule the day. Now, you don't need a primer on how to be sexy. It's your nature. You just need to let it up for air. As for making it easy, that's a whole different story. Women are intuitive. This means they take pride in being able to intuit other people's needs. They value that ability highly. Men's brains aren't wired that way. They simply aren't. If you want something from a man, you have to ask for it straight up in your primary language and maybe be able to put it in writing. I kid you not. But the more you can set your man up for success at pleasing you, the more attractive you will be to him. Why? Because men are biologically wired to want to make their women happy. So when you're setting him up to be a biological success, that's a turn on, and he won't even really comprehend it himself, believe it or not. When you let a man take care of you, you are actually doing him a favor because you're allowing him to be biologically successful. This does not mean being needy or demanding. You are still 100% responsible for your bad self and all your own happiness. What it does mean is allowing yourself to be treated gently by your man.